Yes, okay. We are back and better than ever.
Yay. Yee.
That sounds so unenthusiastic.
I know, we're...
Yay.
Woo. Wow, what a gross way to start a podcast. Hello, everyone. Welcome back to All Whack. I kind of like starting the podcast without immediately going, well, hey, welcome back to All Whack. I like having like a little bit of something beforehand.
A little sprinkle
of something to where you can get my energy levels a little bit, but not a lot, especially not that intro. That was shit. Oh well, it's fine.
Whoa,
what are you doing?
I'm trying to get the little hair off of this.
Oh my gosh.
Anyways,
welcome to today's podcast. Today,
my name is Jackie Fix.
No, it's not. Is it?
I don't know.
Oh my gosh.
What?
We're tired. We're tired and we're recording a podcast. Okay, anyway, today, how are you, Daisy?
I'm good. The sun has gone away.
I know. You were, like, blinded. I was kind of blinded, too. It's hard to look at the sky because, I mean, it's still nice. It's not cold. I like that.
It's a balmy... doesn't tell me how warm it is outside.
Damn it. Apple Watch!
Hold on. It's a balmy... tell me how hot it is! 72 degrees.
Oh, really? It doesn't feel like that. It feels nice. It feels comfortable.
It's because the sun's tucked away behind the clouds.
That's true.
So stay it's not there. Violently hot.
Stay there! Oh my gosh. Okay, so, I went to Seattle, and I made a TikTok, but I haven't released it yet, because I have to edit it. And editing TikToks is the worst.
That's why I've made one, but not on my account.
Oh, see, I've made a lot of TikToks. And then, TikTok used to be Musical.ly.
Yes.
And I made a lot on there. Like, I did, like, cosplay stuff. Like, I did... it was mostly Harley Quinn. But, like, I did that. And, like, no, I didn't do that. The weird dance moves. No, they actually... on Musical.ly, they had, like, actual audio of Harley Quinn. Mm. Like, saying different scenes and stuff. But now, on TikTok, it's so hard to find those.
I mean, if you were to log... if you could remember your login information from your Musical.ly, I'm pretty sure you can log into your old Musical.ly account on TikTok. Because I had a friend who logged into her old Musical.ly on TikTok, and, like, you can go on her account and see all of her videos from Musical.ly.
Huh. I don't even remember my username. At all.
I mean, you could log in with your email.
I don't even know what email I use.
Well, you can try them.
That's true. But I don't know what password. Damn. I don't know. It's okay. Actually, I could probably... well, if all your old stuff is on there, I could probably just look under the Harley Quinn hashtag and find it. I did a lot of them.
That's true. You might want to do that one day.
I might. Although this was 4 years ago.
Oh, shoot.
When I was in high school. So it probably... there will be a lot of Harley Quinn. Especially since the Birds of Prey video came out. Or movie. The video. That movie was horrible. That was a horrible movie. It's not at all what I wanted to be. Let me remake it, please.
I did not see it.
Oh, it was so bad.
I should see it, though.
It was bad.
Didn't that come out, like, at the same time as the Joker movie? I'm pretty sure it did.
Not the same time. It was like a couple months later, I think.
Joker movie, I don't like it.
With Joaquin Phoenix?
I did not like it, yes.
Oh, I didn't see it. Chandler told me not to see it.
I slept through part of it.
Well, he said it was really dark.
It is a very, very dark movie, in case you have not seen it. And it's weird. It's kind... there are parts that are funny, which is really horrible.
You're like, why am I laughing?
It's funny because they're like... it's just so weird. But, like, it was not a good movie. I slept through a good portion of it. And I went with my boyfriend and he kept, like, smacking me and be like, wake up, you're snoring. And I'm like, I'm sorry. I was sick that day, I'm pretty sure. So I took, like, cold medicine. But mm-hmm. We didn't have daytime, so I took nighttime. So I was, like, super drowsy.
Oh, nice.
So
nice.
I'm like...
yeah, it conked out. But, yeah, the Birds of Prey movie was not great. FYI. Because I had a whole idea of what I thought the Harley Quinn movie could be. And it was nothing. Nothing like my image in my mind.
You should write them a letter.
I know. I'm like, dear DC, let me write your movies for you. Especially about Harley Quinn.
Break it down for us. What was it like and what did you expect it to be like?
Okay, so... it was... so, there's a villain in Batman that, like, cuts people's faces off, like, literally. You remember in that episode of The Office when Dwight cut the face off that CPR dummy?
Yes.
That's what this guy does. He doesn't put the face on his face, but, like, he, like, cuts people's faces off. And so he, like, threatened Harley Quinn with that. So Harley Quinn and the Joker break up.
Of course.
And then so she blows up a plant of some kind. Not, like, a plant, yeah. But, like, industrial plant.
Was it like the one that they were in Suicide Squad?
Oh yeah, where he threw her in the acid. Yes. Yeah, so she blew that up, and then the police department and all the villains were like, oh, that was Harley, because she does dramatic shit like that, and that means that they broke up. And I'm like, hey, how the fuck do you know this? You don't. Maybe they got into a fight or something, but like, people started to figure out that they broke up. And so the reason why she was protected was because she was with the Joker, and nobody fucks with him. Nobody.
So now she's, like, out in the open. She is...
Yep, and so now all the villains want revenge on her, and so particularly this guy that cuts off people's faces. I have no idea what his villain name is.
Face Cutter.
Sure, we'll go with that. So...
Mr. Face Cutter.
Mr. Face Cutter.
We have to say, like, Harley Quinn, Mr.
Mr. Face Cutter. And, see, this is why I should be Harley Quinn in a movie. That would be so good. I feel like I'd be a great Harley Quinn. Anyway, so I am watching the movie, and she's got a pet hyena.
Oh, yes.
Which was cool. If I were going to rewrite the movie, I'd probably keep that. I would make it a little more relevant, probably, though. Because I'm like, how did she get this hyena? Her apartment is so weird. It's so weird to, like... Because from all the Harley Quinn things that I've seen, not just from Margot Robbie in Suicide Squad, but, like... the cartoons with Harley Quinn and comic books and stuff, you don't always see, like, where she lives. And so, like, in Birds of Prey, it was so weird to, like, see where, because it was all pink everywhere, and I was like, what? It was just kind of off-putting.
Mm-hmm.
And most of the movie, so the face cutter guy, like, caught her and wanted something from her, or he would cut off her face, basically. But his plan, he was gonna do it anyway.
Whoa.
Two-timer. Yeah, bitch. He was definitely a Gemini.
Whoa, hey.
Hey.
That is you a just direct said attack.
You, not on you.
I am a Gemini.
I know, but it's not directed towards you.
But you just assumed that because he was a two-timer.
You just said two-timer, though, so I'm like, Gemini. Double-faced, two-faced. Oh, what's the one? Oh, it is two-faced, the other Batman villain.
I just heard a bug.
Oh, it was a fly. Relax. we all know your irrational fear of bees. But, so, yeah. He wanted a little girl, I think. I don't remember.
A little girl?
Because she had, like, a special thing. I don't really remember because the movie was just so terrible.
He said, I want a child.
I want a child. Bring me child. You know,
I want this child. Bring me child.
Yes.
If you don't bring a child, I cut face.
Oh, I don't remember. Chandler would know better than me, but...
Get Chandler.
I know, I'm about to pound on the window. Chandler! Actually, let me text him. I'll text him. He'll tell me.
Bring me a child.
Chandler?
So...
Yes.
What did you expect the movie to be like then?
So, hold on, I'm asking Chandler, what happened in Birds of Prey? Cause I don't fucking know.
Intermission, son.
Intermission. What was your question?
What did you expect the movie to be like?
Oh, okay. Cause in my head I was like, oh, a Harley Quinn movie? Holy shit, okay. So what would be cool is if they, like, showed her before she met the Joker in a movie. I want to see Margot Robbie more like Harlene Quinzel, not like Harley Quinn. So I wanted to know...
Oh, so you wanted, like, the...
The backstory.
Exactly. You didn't want to see more of just Harley Quinn. You wanted to see Harlene Quinzel.
Yeah, so I want to see her, like, as kind of in college. These would be very brief scenes, you know, kind of like her going through college, graduating college, and how she got to Arkham Asylum. How she got there, met the Joker. Yeah. then you could kind of skip over the Suicide Squad story and then kind of go there. So that would probably be like the first half hour of the movie, right? Kind of the backstory. That's interesting to me. I know not everybody likes that.
No, but that would have been really good because they kind of like, I feel like they briefly do that in Suicide Squad. Like, you know,
very
they show
briefly,
the,
yeah.
Like with Deadshot. Is that his name?
Yeah.
Deadshot. I don't want to sound stupid.
Will Smith.
Yeah, with Will Smith. Mr. Shooty Shooty.
Yeah, Mr.
They
Gun.
Showed, like, his kind of backstory. Not exactly, but, you know, like, with his daughter and, like, how he got arrested and how he ended up where he was.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. So, if they could do that in Suicide Squad where there's 900 characters, why couldn't they do that for Harley Quinn?
Exactly.
Where
one
it's just
character.
Her. Right. But then I thought it would be cool because they talked about Birds of Prey, like, years ago. Like, a little bit after Suicide Squad came out, they talked about Birds of Prey being, like, Harley Quinn, Poison Ivy, and Catwoman as a movie.
That would have been cool.
Like, all together in Birds of Prey. So I was like, oh, shit, that would be so cool. Like, how she met Poison Ivy and how they connected with Catwoman and stuff. But I probably would keep in the part where the Joker and her broke up. And then Poison Ivy would be like, yo, so all these bad guys want to kill you now. I would have kept that in, too. Like, all these bad guys want to kill you. Because that you need a plot to move the story forward. So the bad guys wanted to kill her because, or, you know, whatever, because they were in prison or, you know, they stole money or whatever because her and the Joker did bad things.
Yeah.
So,
like, the beginning of Birds of Prey, does it, like, pick up where it left off in, like, Suicide Squad? Mm-hmm. So it, like, shows him, like, taking her from where she was, because you know.
Yeah, but I believe at in Suicide Squad because they
bust into like
he got she's... away. I thought, or she got away in the plane at the end of the movie.
See, what happened was they were like out in the city still, and then you know they had like the pew 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 pew, and she like ran and got into the plane, and I remember they were like shoot her down, mm-hmm. the Deadshot, and then he shot and he missed because he didn't want to kill her, and then she got in the plane. And then the plane got shot down, and they were going down, and the Joker pushed her out of the plane, and so she ended up back with the Suicide Squad. But in the very end of the movie, she's, like, in her little cage thing because she's freaking crazy. And then the Joker, like, they blow out one of the walls, and he comes in, and he's like, come on, doll, we're leaving. And then that's where it ends.
Oh, see, no, it doesn't do that. I don't, if I remember correctly, it doesn't do that. Oh, did Chandler text me back? Oh, no. Okay. Different person. Texting me, but because they broke up.
So does it show why they broke up, or is it just like they broke up?
I don't remember, quite honestly. I only saw it once and I did not like it, so I didn't want to see it again. But they show her like going to clubs and stuff, like with the girls, mm-hmm. and then people are like, oh, did you and Mr. J break up? And she's like, yeah, we broke up. And then like the bad guys over here, and then they're like, oh shit,
Harley, she ain't got safety
she
no more.
Free game! Yeah, so, like, all the bad guys.
It's open season, baby!
Yeah, so, like, I think the bad guys, like, spread it to the other bad guys because they actually want to fight over who gets to whatever to her, you know?
Kill her.
Yeah. Well, I mean, they would, like, torture her and so, like, everybody's okay. Different. Everybody's different. Every villain is different. But, you know, she's like, oh, yeah, Mr. J and I broke up. And so, yeah, that's, like, how that is. But then, in my version, I'm like, she would hook up with, like, Poison Ivy and Catwoman, and then they would get revenge on this bitch, on the Joker. Because it's like, they could team up, and, you know. But, I think I would have still kept in the bad guys hunting her down and stuff.
See, you should just be, like, a screenwriter.
I should.
This should be your job. This is what you should go to college for.
Thank you. I needed this.
Yeah. Nah, I feel they should have.
I feel like that would have been way cooler because, like, it was the birth. It was just so anticlimactic for me.
See, if that's I hate movies like that.
Cause especially when they build it up and then they get like, cause there was a point where when they were talking about Birds of Prey like a few years ago, they were like hyping it up where it would be like a
awesome
the triple lady powerhouse movie, right?
Yeah,
and then Charlie's Angels came out, and they're like, oh, shit, we can't do that now, because Triple Lady Powerhouse is already taken. And I'm like, no! Do it anyway!
I feel like that's kind of how Suicide Squad was. Like, it was super anticlimactic. Like, it was really
good. I still liked it, though.
I love Suicide Squad, but I just hate how it ended. Like, oh, all of you get to go back in jail.
Except for Harley, because she got away.
Yeah, but she was supposed to stay there. They said, oh, you just saved the world? Going back to jail. Oh, cool, you get a reduced sentence, but you're still going to be in here for a long time.
Well, what was the guy, the boomerang guy?
Yeah.
He had, like, triple life sentence.
Yeah.
So, like, he was always going to go back to jail. Like, they were never going to let him out. And true. A couple of them had, like, triple or quadruple. Harley Quinn had, like, 6 life sentences.
Oh, jeez.
I want to say.
So, they basically were like, so, here's the deal.
So, essentially,
you can either stay in jail, or you can go out, possibly die, but if you don't, we'll give you, like, your little espresso machine.
Yep. And some books.
Dang, all a lady ever needs.
Yes.
Espresso machine and books.
Yeah.
I love Suicide Squad, though. I have it. I saw it, like, 2 times in the theaters.
I did, too.
And then I got it for Christmas, and I watched it that night. And then I've watched it several times since then, because it's a good movie.
It was a good movie. I watched it to analyze it, because there was a point where I was like, oh, maybe I do want to do screenwriting and stuff. So I was kind of, like, looking it over. I'm like, what would I change about this? Because it was anticlimactic in some parts. And the Enchantress, she is in the Suicide Squad. So what threw me off is that she, in the comics, she's in the Suicide Squad.
But
she's not the bad guy.
In the movie, she's the bad guy.
Yeah, in the movie, they made her be the character that happened, and then now she is the bad guy. I think Cara Delevingne was a great pick for that, though.
She was. She was really good.
I would also want to cast people for stuff. If I were going to be involved in movies, I would want to write some movies, and I would want to cast people. If I wrote a movie, I'm thinking about a particular actor in my mind who I want to be in that part. And if it's not them, I'm going to be a little pissed off.
You could have your own, like, movie company one day. You could be Fix Productions.
Dude, what is... Oh, Happy Madison, I think, is Adam Sandler's.
Mm-hmm.
He gets some good movies. He cranks out some good ones.
He does. He made... Happy Madison was, I think...
That's a combination between Happy Gilmore and Billy Madison.
I know, but, like, Grown-Ups.
Grown-Ups, yeah.
I love Grown-Ups.
Well, Adam Sandler wrote and directed Grown-Ups.
And starred in it.
But what I love about Adam Sandler is in his movies, he casts his friends.
Yeah.
Like, because Kevin James, David Spade, Rob Schneider, right? Or Rob Reiner.
There's one of those.
Rob Reiner, I think, is the director. Rob Schneider is the actor. And Chris Rock. Like, he's friends with all of them.
I love that.
And so, he casts... Like, Rob Schneider is in a lot of Adam Sandler movies. Like, when you watch Adam Sandler movies... And Steve Buscemi. He's in a lot of movies with Steve Buscemi.
Steve Buscemi.
I love Steve Buscemi. He looks so creepy, but he's a great actor. He's in so many things.
I love that.
But him and Adam Sandler are in a lot of movies together. And Rob Schneider, a lot of movies together.
He looks so creepy.
I know, he does look so creepy.
Wait. Look at this.
No, I know, he does. He looks so creepy. I want him, if they're going to redo Spider-Man, I want him to be the new Green Goblin.
He looks like a goblin.
I know. Well, really who was the Green Goblin when Tobey Maguire was Spider-Man? Because that guy was a great pick. He was also Van Houten in The Fault in Our Stars. It's that same guy.
Oh,
who, I don't remember his name at the top of my head.
I'm gonna look it up.
Okay.
Gabling.
But him...
Willem Dafoe.
Oh, William Dafoe, yeah. Yeah, so I like him, but I think Steve Buscemi would also be a good Green Goblin.
I love his name so much.
Steve Buscemi? Steve Buscemi. But, oh, also there's a movie that I thought would be really cool to do. If for those of you who have seen Across the Universe, I thought it'd be cool to do something like that, but with Arctic Monkeys songs.
Ooh. Arctic Monkey.
The Arctic Monkeys, man. And then also, I actually started writing one for the Arctic Monkeys one, and then I started writing another one that could be with Queen songs, because Bohemian Rhapsody came out, and I was like, oh, this would be bitchin'. This would be so cool to do. So.
Oh, the sun's starting to come back out.
Yep. Ooh, blinding. But
ooh.
But yeah, that I maybe one day. Maybe one day.
What?
Whoa. The neighbor children.
That did not sound like a child. That sounded like a whole man.
I know. Well, Angel, that's his name. I think he's like 17 now. So
never mind. That makes more sense.
Yeah.
But I don't know why I just saw this.
Say it.
Have you ever seen the video of Millie Bobby Brown singing, crap, what song it is? What song is it? It's like, you may say I'm a dreamer. Have you seen that video for singing it?
Oh, Imagine?
Yeah, have you seen the video for singing it? It's so funny, because there's this part where she's singing and she's like, ooh, it's so good.
Is it good or funny?
It's funny.
She bad?
She's like, no, it's not bad. She was just, like, young when she made it. And so she's not, like, super experienced with singing. So she's, like, sounds very nasally. And so she's like, you may say I'm a dreamer. And then she gets a part, she's just like, ooh.
Oh, my gosh.
I really hope someone listening to this knows what I am talking about.
Yeah, I don't know what you're talking about. And I don't watch Stranger Things. Don't come at me.
It's not even in Stranger Things, though. It's
I know, but she is. And I don't watch Stranger Things, so I have no really interest on what the children of Stranger Things do.
Same. Like, I like Stranger Things a lot, but I don't, like, keep up with them.
They're not the Kardashians. You don't need to keep up with them.
Exactly. But however, what's his name? The little small one.
The one with the curly hair? The white kid with the curly hair? The skinny one?
Yeah, what's his name?
I don't know, but he's in a band.
Yes.
It's called Calpurnia.
I knew that. Yes, him. But he was in It.
I refused to see that movie. I read the book, dude, and the book was psychotic.
It was so good. It was so good.
Well, like, Pennywise in the book, because I don't know what happened in the movie. And then there's a It that Tim Curry is in that was made in, like, 1990.
Oh, yeah.
But in the book, like, Pennywise is, like...
What is his name? I can't find
it. It's, like...
Finn Wolfhard.
Yeah, I was like... It's something like the Naked Brothers band. Nat Wolff and Alex Wolff.
I love Nat Wolff.
Dude, Nat Wolff is so pretty. Oh my god, I had a dream about him one time. I was probably like 12 or 13, and I had a dream that like we were in this back room. It was like me and Nat Wolff just chilling in this back room of my house right there.
I love that.
It was so weird, and like we were just having a conversation. I was like, this is the weirdest shit of my life, but it was a very vivid dream.
What, you said Tim Curry?
Tim Curry.
Yeah, he was in the original movie.
Yeah. Dude, I love Tim Curry.
I don't like the original movie. It's too long. See, with the new ones, they split it into two parts.
I remember the book correctly, because I read the book when I was, like, 15, so it's been a while. But if I remember the book correctly, like, Pennywise, like, raped the children before he ate them.
Oh, I've never read the book, because it looks too big. And
also, yeah, it's, like, over 1,000 pages.
See, and I also just don't want to. I'd rather just watch the movie. But, yeah, I mean, obviously, they don't show that in the movie.
They did. I thought that was like, because they, I thought I read something, and I could be wrong. I could just be thinking of like the book, and maybe they're talking about the book. But I thought they like they recorded those scenes, and it was just too bad. They were like, this can't be in the movie.
I don't know if that's true. Ooh, I want to find out though, but like, it doesn't show it in the movie. I love the new It movies, the old one. Like, you know, people are like, the new movies are never better. But, like, the old one is just so hard to follow because it's so long. It's like, hold on a second. How long is it? What is the running time for this? It is 3 hours and 12 minutes.
Oh, that's a Lord of the Rings movie, dude.
Yeah, but whereas with the one that came out in 2017 was 2 hours and 15 minutes. And then chapter two was close to 3 hours. But chapter two, I died. It was so funny.
Oh, really?
Yes,
it's supposed to be scary.
I know it is, but, like, I get scared pretty easily. However, It Chapter 2, so funny. Like, both of the It movies, I could watch them in, like, any time of day and be fine. Like, they're not scary enough, I swear, you're like, and I get scared over everything. I am a big baby, but I laughed through
both of the movies. I can't watch American Horror Story by myself.
American Horror Story is just, like, disgusting.
Yeah, but, like, the first 3 seasons are actually really good. It's just horrifying because it's, like, except for Coven.
I love Coven.
Okay, Asylum. I know in Asylum there are, like, But in Asylum, it's kind of, like, an outdated, like, it wouldn't really happen now.
Yeah.
But have you seen Asylum?
Yeah. I've watched almost every season.
Okay, so I've only seen all the way through Murder House, Asylum, and Coven. Those are the only ones I've seen all the episodes of.
I'm gonna look at this.
Okay, but I started to watch Freak Show, and I couldn't do it.
Freak Show?
Twisty, see. I'm just like, eh.
So,
and then I was watching not the newest season, because the newest season I think was 1984, but the one before that about the Trump presidency, yeah. Twisty came back, and I hate him. I'm like,
Apocalypse?
Yeah, he has his freaking trimmers, and he just stabs that dude, and I'm like, I don't like that. That's disgusting.
So I think Twisty comes back in the set. So there's 9 seasons.
Mm-hmm.
There is Murder House, Asylum, Coven, Freak Show, Hotel,
Roanoke,
Cult,
Apocalypse
in 1984.
Yeah.
I've watched almost all of them. I started watching, let's see, is 1984 the one I'm thinking of? Apocalypse. I couldn't get through Apocalypse.
That's the one about the Trump presidency, right?
I honestly don't know.
I think it is. Because,
see, the thing about Apocalypse, if anyone's listening to this and you don't want a spoiler, tune out. But honestly, I didn't watch all of it because it was just too creepy. So you know how in Murder House, I don't remember who gives birth to the baby at the end, but you know how the baby at the end...
Oh, the mom.
Yeah, is like, they're like, it's the Antichrist. He comes back in Apocalypse.
Oh, okay.
And it's really creepy. Like, it's straight up like, here's a demon. Like, it's creepy. Like, he's, like, really attractive in the beginning.
Oh, Cult. Cult is the Trump one. Okay.
Yes. But Apocalypse, it's just, like, it's weird. I couldn't watch it because, like, you know, I'm a Christian. I believe in Jesus.
Oh, wait. Apocalypse, is that the one where they did, like, Murder House and Coven
combined? Yeah, it's, like, Murder House and Coven combined, but it's, like, after the baby's born, he's, like, grown up and he's here now.
Okay, see, that reminds me of, like, Supernatural when, I don't remember what season, but, this lady gave birth to, because it's Lucifer's child, so it literally is, Satan's child, and it was so creepy, because I forget what they call him. What do they call them?
Demons.
No, because, like, half god, like Greek god, it's and demigod. Half human is a demigod, but there's a name for a half human, half archangel.
Okay.
Or half angel in general.
Okay. Yeah.
But I don't know the name of it. But they have that in there, and then like she gave birth to the baby, and then like she died because it was too powerful for her human body, and then when they find it, he's like a teenager hiding in the shadows, and I'm like, that's creepy as fuck. No. And then, like, that's the end of the season, and then next season, they're, like, raising him and stuff, and I'm like,
yeah, so they literally waited, like, 6 seasons for this one. So, like, Murder House, she gives birth, and then they're like, it's the Antichrist! And then it's just like, boom, 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 every other season, Apocalypse, the world's ending, they have to go live underground, if you go above ground without a suit on, like, whoa, it's like here, if you go outside without a mask on, you'll die, and so then they're like, this is the next Supreme, he is the Antichrist, and it, like, has a bunch of flashbacks, and then you're, like, connecting the dots, and you're like, oh, so I got literally halfway through that season, but then it just got to be way too much, it got way too creepy, and I was like, I love Jesus, this is too much for me, I'm out.
Have you watched Lucifer?
No.
Oh.
Absolutely not.
Oh, it's funny.
No, thanks.
I think it's funny.
I mean, it probably is funny, but just like...
Like, don't get me wrong. Like, I don't identify as Christian, but like, I believe in God and stuff. But like, I love to see how people interpret different things. Like, Supernatural got really into, like, because then they had Lucifer, they got Lucifer out of his cage from hell, and then, like, they're with all the angels, and then they actually, like, met God, and then, like, all this stuff happens. But I love to see how people interpret it with media.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Because it just, I just am like, how did you get there?
Yeah.
How did you get here? And it's great. It's so good. And then, and, like, I don't want to, like, talk super religion or anything, but there's, like, 12 different versions of the Bible.
Yeah, like, there's a bunch of different translations.
Yeah, so, but they, some of the translations contradict the translations of other Bibles.
Yeah.
And, so, I think what Supernatural did was, like, look at what the contradictions were and kind of, like, put it in the TV show.
They said, here's where it contradicts, I'm using it.
Yes, and so I think that's genius, because it makes, because I'm like, that would just not happen, you know? That's just not a thing, but it's in the show, so I'm okay with it, you know? Because I'm like, it's, it is entertaining. And then what I like about Lucifer is, like, I'm just like, dude, you are a bad, you are bad. And he's just, like, living with all the humans and stuff, and I'm just like, and he's trying to be good. I'm like, but you're just inherently bad, and he keeps doing bad shit. But he, like, works with the police, the LAPD, and, like, helps solve murder and stuff, because he, like, likes the lady, and then they, the cop lady, and then, like, they get into how, like, she technically wasn't supposed to exist because, like, one of the archangels went back in time to make sure that she existed purposefully for Lucifer to, like, destroy him. So, like, I was like, whoa! You know, I'm like, what the hell? And then, like, the latest season, season 4, because they canceled it on Fox and then Netflix bought it. I'm like, oh, it's gonna get good now because, like, Netflix does some shit. And so Netflix brought Eve, like, from Adam and Eve.
Oh my gosh.
Into it. And then, like, Eve's, like, in love with Lucifer because, like, I don't know the, like, the story of Adam and Eve, but, like, Lucifer, like, tempted Eve or something. And so,
dude, that's
she wild. Fell in love with Lucifer, not Adam, because she's, like, she would complain to Lucifer, like, Adam never did this or did this, and you actually care. And he's like, no, I literally did that to fuck with you. And it's just so good. But then he starts to date Eve to make the cop lady jealous. This is just from my memory. I don't remember this actually happening. See, this is what's wrong. Like, if I don't watch things consistently or over and over again, I forget how it actually is. And then I start to think about how I would do it. And I think that's where my problem is when I'm trying to remember stuff, because I'm like, no, 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 this should have happened. I don't even think this actually happened, but that's what I would have done. It's like, no, he pretends with Eve, but Eve is, like, actually in love with Lucifer, and then he's like, no, not really. I'm just trying to make this lady jealous, you know, because Eve is, like, beautiful. She's, like, the first woman ever. Mm-hmm. So, like, she's just beautiful, and I'm just like, what's he gonna do? See, he's just bad. He still does bad shit because he's Lucifer, but, like,
but not, like, super bad stuff.
Yeah, and I don't think that they do that just, like, for... I think they still do it the way they do it for comedic effect, you know? Because it is kind of funny. I'm like, he's just doing bad shit, and they're just letting him do it. And it's funny because he calls himself Lucifer. Like, in the human world, he goes, hello, I'm Lucifer Morningstar, you know? And they're just like...
Morningstar? Like the sausage patties?
I don't know, but... It's funny because, like, when he first meets the cop lady and he goes, hi, I'm Lucifer Morningstar. She goes, really? Your name is Lucifer? You know, because, like, she doesn't know. Mm-hmm. And they just think that he's a quack because he calls himself Lucifer. And so they don't really take him seriously. And he gets pissed off about it and stuff. So I'm like, he is still Lucifer. But they do it to a comedic effect where it's, like, it's just funny.
Got it.
Yeah.
See, that sounds funny that you say it, because I see, like, commercials for it, and my mom's like, ugh, horrible, and I'm like, it doesn't really look interesting, like, from commercial aspect.
Yeah. No, and that's what I think of why it fell off on Fox, and I'm really glad Netflix bought it, because I think on Fox, they just didn't make it look interesting enough, and Netflix doesn't really do a better job of making it look interesting, but when you're watching it, I'm just like, he's just... being Lucifer, and they're all just letting him do it, and they're like, all right.
That's just Lucifer.
Yeah, it's just Lucifer, guys. And so, but then, like, you actually do see, like, his devil face, and it's not scary like I thought it would be. I'm like, no, why is it not scary? What the hell? And I'm like, oh, okay, Fox probably didn't have the budget to make it look that scary, because it probably didn't get great ratings towards the end, because they didn't advertise it well.
Yeah.
But
Netflix does a really good job with shows. Like, Netflix original series are bangers.
Yeah, most of the time. There are some where I'm like, really?
Like what?
The Circle.
I never watched that, because it just didn't look
interesting. It's Netflix reality, where I'm like, are you...
Ah. Oh, that.
I'm like, see, what are you doing?
Netflix made Orange is the New Black. Orange is the New Black, banger.
I never watched that. That was, like, the first Netflix original, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was so good. Like, it definitely, like... It's emotional. There's times when you, like, want to cry because you get
I want to read the memoir.
You get so attached to some of the characters, and then they're like, psych! Yoink! And then you're like,
oh, okay.
And the way they ended it was just stupid. Because, you know, at some point, you can't do anything else with the show. So they were just like, okay, let's wrap this puppy up. And then they're like, bad ending. And you're like, bad ending. And then
everyone's
like, bad ending.
I heard that. Oh, you know how you notice how, like, everyone used to talk about Game of Thrones, and now nobody talks about
Game of Thrones? That's because they had a horrible season.
I know. They had a horrible ending to the whole series.
Oh, wait. That was, like, a series finale?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that. Because I know my boyfriend was, like, super into Game of Thrones, and he watched the, like, season, the series finale.
I never watched a single episode of Game of Thrones, ever.
I watched one. I don't think it was by choice.
I never, ever watched
it. I think it was, like, I went to his house, and then he was, like, Game of Thrones, and I was, like, no, thank you. And then he's like, Game of Thrones.
And you're like, fine.
So I like sat on my phone. I don't even remember what was happening in it, but I just remember Game of Thrones was kind of garb.
Yeah, I remember everybody used to talk about it, and then I was just like...
And now nobody does.
Now nobody does, because they ended it badly.
Or
that's
they just
funny.
Talk garbage. Yeah. What other... I think Netflix made Jane the Virgin, that show, but I think...
Did they really?
I think CW bought it.
Oh, okay, because I was like, on Netflix, it doesn't have the little N.
I think it used to be a Netflix original, but then CW bought it, because you can watch on CW now.
Oh, weird.
That was a good show. Also, banger.
Yeah, I want Netflix to buy Riverdale, because Riverdale's kind of going downhill.
Riverdale, are they even going to... Okay, I haven't watched the final episode.
Although the season when I was texting you about, yeah. I'm like, why do they got to do that? And you're like, just wait. And I was like, oh, wait, that was actually really good. That was a good season of Riverdale for the most part. But there are, like, when I first started watching Riverdale, I'm like, what is this terrible show?
I'm just surprised, like, because, you know, I used to read, like, the Riverdale comics as a child. Because you could, like, buy them at Safeway. And then... I watched the show and I was like, what does this have to do with the comic book? Like, literally, they're like, oh, child has died. And then they just kept making more and more seasons. It's kind of like 13 Reasons Why. Like, how many more seasons can you make based around a dead
They're done
person?
With that.
They are?
They finished it, yeah.
Okay, I haven't watched the newest season.
I only watched season one. 13 Reasons Why is a horrible show.
It's very triggering.
I will never, ever recommend it as a show to anybody.
No.
If they're like, what will trigger me? I'm like, nothing. Nothing will trigger, like, you know, if they want a show that will trigger them, I'm like, no, I'm not recommending anything. Because people, sometimes, I get it, though, because, like, there are times where I'm like, I know this movie or this show will make me feel a certain way, but I want to watch it because I'm trying to write something or, mostly I'm just trying
to
write something.
No, I don't want to watch the movie. I want to see how many seasons. Yeah, they're on 4 seasons of it.
No need for a second season. Like, the first season would have been fine by itself.
The second season, like...
Have you read the book?
No.
Oh, see, in the book, she dies a different way. She, like, ODs on pills.
Oh, and they had to make it that, like...
That graphic in the show. Yeah, I was like, why? This is horrible. I'm like, I would never recommend... Especially, for those of you who don't know, my cousin commits suicide a couple of years ago, and the first season of 13 Reasons Why, I think, had only been out for a couple of months when she did that.
Do you think it was, like...
No, it was not the show's fault for that or anything. Yeah. But what I really hate about the show is they kind of glorify it.
Oh, they completely glorify, like, self-harm and suicide in that show.
And especially doing the tapes. Like, the book is... more tasteful and respectful, I felt, in that way with the tapes, because I was talking about it with one of my friend's siblings, and she was saying, like, the show just makes it seem like it's okay to do, and then, like, you can just record tapes and get... She's like, it's just gonna trigger, like, copycat suicides
in
the same way.
Yeah, there was, like, an increase in suicides after that show came out.
Yeah, and
like,
I was
like... a pretty significant increase. Also, like, I don't know. There's just something with, like, being, like, hey, I killed myself, and you're the reason why. Like, yeah. I feel like that there's something very disgusting about that. Like, I understand sometimes when people take their lives, they might not be in the right mental space, but, like, Hannah Baker killed herself because she was getting bullied, and then she was like, you bullied me, you said I had a juicy butt, and now I'm gonna kill myself because of that.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
see, and that's why I think the book, and a lot of people who watch the show have not read the book.
Yeah, I haven't read the book.
And I think the book definitely handled it better. And the author even said he had an alternative ending to where Hannah actually lived.
Mm-hmm.
And, but then I don't remember exactly how the book ended, but I remember reading that somewhere. Or maybe it was in the book because I had like a deluxe edition or something. But he was saying how he had an alternate ending where she lived,
mm-hmm.
but he felt it would be more powerful from, because the story is told from Clay's point of view.
Mm-hmm.
The author said it would be more powerful that for the story that she didn't live.
Yeah.
And, yeah, I don't know if the author worked at all on the scripts or anything.
I honestly
feel like... Or if Netflix just bought all the rights for it.
I honestly feel like Netflix probably, like, bought all the rights for it. Because if the author had that, like, there might be an alternate ending, and, like, he had that, I feel like the show would have been so much more tasteful. Because, like, season two...
I think he wrote it all out and everything. Like, it's... He literally had the alternate ending...
Uh-huh.
But I don't think the publisher liked it.
Yeah, the second season, I remember that came out around the time of my 17th birthday, I think, and I was supposed to go hang out with friends, and there, like, there's this part in the second season, I'm not gonna talk about it, because, like, it's disgusting, but there was this part in the second season, and I got to the scene where it happened, and I think I'd been following, like, an Instagram post where it gave you the exact time, like, hey, if this is a trigger warning, if you can't watch it, then skip it. I don't get triggered very easily by things. However, this, like, gave me anxiety for days. Like, not just, like, oh, I'm nervous, but, like, literal, like, gut-feeling disturbance for days because of how disgusting it was. It ruined my birthday. I was, like, doing everything in my power to keep myself busy so I wouldn't have downtime to think about it because it was just disgusting. That show's garbage. It glorifies suicide, and, like, it's horrible.
We do not condone 13 Reasons Why on this podcast.
No, and, like, I feel bad because I kind of just want to watch the last season because I've watched all three of them.
Oh, yeah.
But, like, at the same time, it's like, what more can they do?
I refuse to support that show, and it saddens me because one of my favorite bands, Wallows... The lead singer
is Clay,
and I'm like, fuck, dude, like, and then, like, the Regrets, he's dating the lead singer of the Regrets, and, like, she posts about it, I'm like, how, and then all the people on the show, I'm like, how are you okay with this, if I were on this first season of that show, like, and I acted in it, and then seeing the increase in suicides, I would have quit, I would have been like, I'm done with this project.
Yeah, like, how can you be okay with being in a show that, like, led to such a spike in suicides? Like, how can you be okay
and that glorifies it? Like, I would have quit. I would have been like, I would have talked to whoever I could to get the hell out of it. I'd be like, no,
it's a gross show, and it's definitely not one of Netflix most, it's not one of their better shows.
No, however, changing to a different show.
Mm-hmm.
You,
I was just thinking about that. I was just saying that because I remember I'd started,
like, watching... I'm not glorifying murder.
Okay, but like...
like, that show is so good. But I read the book, both the books. I didn't make it all the way through the second book. I don't think I think I barely started it. But I have both of them now, so I kind of want to reread them. That show is so good.
Is it, like, pretty accurate to the book?
Oh, yeah.
That is great. There are so many books.
There are differences, and I'm okay with that. Like, yeah. they didn't botch it or anything, but, like, that Netflix did you justice because Penn Badgley, is that how you say his name?
I think so.
Love him. I love him. He was in Gossip Girl. Dan, yes. Humphrey, I love you. He's, yes, in a band.
Dude, they all in bands.
He's in a band, and it's a weird band, but it's kind of cool. It's like, it's called Mother, but the E is an X.
Okay.
And it's all capital letters, in case you want to investigate that.
Moth Xer!
Yeah, Moth Xer. I don't know. I think it's called, I think it's Mother, or it might be Moth XR. I don't, I have no idea.
It is Mother, because there's this band I listen to, and it's called Paris, but the A is an X.
Oh, it's, and it's like waves, like the V's look like a W, or what is that?
I don't know.
Anyway, but you, I think that is such a powerful show, too, like, because, like, that shows, like, women get stalked like that.
They do.
And, but when you read the book, it's told in second person. For those of you who do not know what second person is.
That's like you.
Yeah.
You.
So, like, so.
I see you.
That's what he says in the book when you're reading it.
That is creepy.
He goes, I see you doing this. I've seen you here, and I can't believe how beautiful you look today. Or, you know,
shit like that. It's narrated in the show.
Yep. That's how you read it.
That's creepy.
It's so good. It's so good. I really actually highly recommend reading it. It's super good. And because you feel gross. You're like, he's looking at me, and then like it's just a character, but I appreciate that show for the way that it's done, because it's actually done pretty well. I hate the amount of times he masturbates in that show, though. I'm just like, why is this necessary? Have you seen it?
Yes, I have.
Yeah, do you know what I'm talking about? Yes. It's like, dude, stop. And I guess they're coming out with the season 3, so that'll be interesting, because I don't think they'll have any more book.
Yeah, because they left off season 2 at a pretty cliffhangy place.
Well, and Netflix announced they were going to do a season 3.
Yeah, so they'd have... If they did not do a season 3 of that show...
I don't know how season 3 is going to work. I think people are going to get a little bit bored with it, just because it's going to be... Because he went from Beck to Love, and then I don't mean to... If I'm going to ruin the ending for somebody who hasn't seen it, but him and Love move in together, and then he looks through the fence and he sees the neighbor and he goes, hello, who are you? And he's
it's like the same thing when he saw Beck. It's
yeah.
Like back to,
yeah. And Love. And he did that when he saw Love too.
Wait, what wasn't Love? Wait. Oh my gosh. Hold on. I forgot like how that show went. So he had Beck, he killed Beck, and then who was the girl he was with before Beck?
Caroline. No, it's not Caroline, but it starts with a C, I want to say.
Not Caitlin. It's like, anyways, you know what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
Did he kill her? Or did she just
He tried to.
Yes, like, when they were first together.
Yes, before he met Beck, he did try to kill her.
And then he moved.
Her name is Caroline. I want to say it's Caroline.
And then he moved because he wanted to get away from her, or
he didn't know she was alive.
Second season.
He didn't know that she was alive.
Yeah,
Caroline.
So what happened to her at the end of the second season? Because she just kind of poof.
No, I know what happened. I don't want to ruin it for people.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. So.
Oh yeah, because
yeah,
I remember
because that thing happened. Yeah.
Because then, like, she's like,
yeah, yeah.
And you're like, what?
Yeah, no, you're like, perfect. Red flag, dude. See, and then I'm like, holy shit.
You think that they'd be, like, the perfect couple, because they're both, like, psychotic.
I know, then he hates her. He starts to hate her, though.
Because it's like, he wants the struggle. He wants to, like, he wants to go after someone that doesn't want him.
Exactly, and then he finds out, like, she loves him as much as he loves her. But then he's bored. Yeah, he's like, oh, crap.
Now I have this crazy person on my hands.
Yeah.
Now I have a carbon copy of me. And so then he sees,
the neighbor, and he's like, hello, you. Because the reason why he moved, because I believe at the beginning of season 2, he's still depressed about Beck, and her book is out and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe they said that she killed herself.
Yes.
I want to say.
Dude, I need to rewatch that show.
Yeah, I do too. I want to talk to Manny about it.
Yes.
Because he was talking about it. But, they said that she killed herself, and then her book is out, and then they blamed the doctor guy, the therapist,
yes.
John Stamos.
Yes.
Uncle Jesse, we stan. And, then he is depressed about it, but then he saw Love, and he got over it really quickly. And then from what I remember, he didn't compare her to Beck at all.
Mm.
It was all about her now, and it was all about love. So, yeah, I don't know. I feel like I'm going to get bored if it's just this more of this, like, hello, you. Because now he's bored with love. Like, how is he going to get rid of her?
But here, okay, let's just come up with some theories about how this show might end.
Okay, like, if I were going to write this show, how would I do season 3?
No, hold on. I feel like...
I'm going to do that anyway.
He's going to, like, chase after this new neighbor, and then Love's going to find out. She's going to go, like, crazy. She's going to go psycho, and she's going to kill him.
I don't want to ruin it for people who haven't seen it.
It's fine.
Really bad. Okay, Love is pregnant at the end of season 2. So they're expecting a child.
I remember because I was like, dude, your girl pregnant, and you looking at the neighbor.
That's why she did what she did.
Mm.
That's a huge thing I'm not going to spoil.
Yeah, that's good.
I'm not spoiling that. But, so, Love is pregnant. But I think Joe might try to pursue the new neighbor.
Mm-hmm.
And then kill Love, but make it look like an accident. But it'll be after she gives birth to the child.
True.
But he'll make a similar thing to Beck. Right. Oh, her brother died, right? He got shot.
Is he 40? Like the... Yeah,
He got shot.
Wait, was 40 the one that was, like, preying on the little, like, neighbor girl, the neighbor lady's sister? Remember?
No, that was Crystalia, which is hilarious because of all the shit that's coming out about him now.
Oh, yeah! Yeah!
So I'm just like, oh, dude.
Yeah,
that
no.
sucks.
So, yeah, 40 got... 40's dead.
Yeah. And then Joe killed Crystalia. Although Crystalia, he, in the show, is not his name. It's something else.
Yeah, but he was...
But like, he does the same shit. Like, he's a comic, I think, in the show. He's him with a different name in the show.
That's... Oh, yeah, I remember reading about that. I didn't connect the dots until, like, right now. But no, I stand by what I say. I think Joe's gonna try to go after the neighbor.
I think so, too.
She's gonna go crazy. Like, if Love is
crazy... And then
he'll
kill her. I think she will either kill him or he will kill her.
I really think she's gonna kill him and then she'll come out on top and then they'll be like... I don't know how they end it, though, because you can't just be like, done, end a show. But, like... If Joe kills her, then I feel like it's just going to be a never-ending cycle, and there'll never be a good place to end the show.
Yeah.
Because he'll kill her and then be like, hello, you, the neighbor, and then she'll turn out to be crazy, too, and then he'll be like, crap!
Yeah, he's like...
And what about the baby?
I think, though, this is what I think would happen, is the baby would be born, and then shit would start to go south. So, I think after the baby's born... One of, like, a million things could happen. Either Joe will be like, oh, wait, I actually like being a family man. Because
mm-hmm.
There's that saying that every woman is a mother when she gets pregnant. Every man is a father when he holds his baby for the first time.
Mm-hmm.
There's, like, that saying. It's something like that. So I think he'll be like, oh, I have to protect this child from
her,
the crazy mom. Because he never thinks that he's crazy.
That's true.
Well, he kind of does. He's like, oh, well, what if this is happening and blah, blah, blah. But he never is like he is in the wrong.
Yeah, he's like, oh.
He never thinks that he really, really fucked up. Even after he kills somebody, he's like, okay, but I took care of it, so we're good now.
I just want to know how he transports that giant glass box or the plastic box, whatever you want to call it, that he like keeps.
I know. How did he get that from the bookstore to the fucking storage place? I have no idea. But
I know, because it doesn't look like there's any screws in it. I just spit. Rip.
That's fine.
But, like, I have a feeling, like, a lot of the show, like, either he's gonna somehow manage to maintain, like, his I'm not interested in the neighbor, or Love's gonna find out, and, like, a lot of the show's gonna be like, you're tearing this family apart! I'm pregnant!
Yeah. Yeah.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm. Well, because he was going to kill Love, and then she said, no, I'm pregnant. She said, please don't, I'm pregnant.
Yes. Man, this show, I feel like this season's gonna go crazy.
I'm excited. I don't know what's gonna happen, but whatever it is, I think it will be good. But I kind of want them to end it after the third season.
Yeah, I feel like trying to draw that show out for too long is just gonna ruin it.
Because I actually, really enjoy shows that are pretty short. Like, sitcoms could go on for a while, but shows...
Reality TV, forever!
Yeah. But shows like You and shows like 13 Reasons Why. 13 Reasons Why could have ended after season one.
Oh, yeah, easily. But they wanted to make the money.
Yeah. And they didn't make it from me. So that's all I have to say about that. But I think with different shows, short and sweet. Because I think Lucifer is going to be done after season 6. It was supposed to be done after season 5, but then they got... And season 5 isn't even out yet, mm-hmm. and they already got renews for season 6.
Wow.
So, I don't know. I hope that one actually... Because Supernatural, if you look at Supernatural, is on 15 seasons. That is too long.
Yeah.
Because there was a point where it's like, whoa, Supernatural's fucking bomb. And then it has like 3 seasons of a lull where I'm kind of like, nothing really happens.
Yeah.
That, like, I'm invested in. And then it gets better. And then they had the Scooby Natural episode where they go into the TV into a Scooby-Doo episode. And that's fucking awesome. I highly recommend. But, you know, I'm not caught up on it. But I'm just kind of like,
there's a lull.
It's moving pretty slow.
I feel like, yeah, that happens a lot in shows. I'm trying to think of other, like,
but, like, that's series. 15 seasons. It did not need to be that long.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of other shows that I've watched that are just kind of, like, either wham, I really bam. Liked or, like, be done. Unpopular opinion. I really like The Office, but I really feel like it did not need 9 seasons.
Same. I feel like after Michael left, it just went downhill.
Yeah, like, I don't want anyone to come for me. I've watched The Office. I still watch
I've seen The Office more times than I've seen, like, Jurassic Park. And I've seen Jurassic Park a lot of times.
Like, The Office is cool, but I feel like...
Nick just heard that and is like, oh my god, you've seen it that many times? Yes, sir, I did.
The Office, like, it's good, but I feel like no one cared about it up until, like, a couple years ago. Like, for some reason, you know how those shows get, like, they've been around for a while, but they get really popular?
It's like Community.
Or, like, wait, Community's been a while, or...
Community ended, like, 5 years ago.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
I know, like, Grey's Anatomy. No one cared about Grey's Anatomy until, like, my sophomore or junior year. Then everyone's like, oh my gosh, Grey's Anatomy! I want to be a doctor because of the show! Which is, like, really cool.
I still don't care about that show.
I tried to watch it, but I could not.
I have not... Game of Thrones and Grey's Anatomy are 2 shows I will never watch, ever.
Grey's
I have
Anatomy,
no...
There's nothing
aren't they on
about
season
it.
14 or something?
Oh, they're past that, I feel like. Grey's Anatomy, just like...
Is
oh.
that a Netflix original?
No.
Oh.
Neither's The Office.
No. But The Office, what I like about The Office is it does end.
Yes.
It has an ending. It has already ended.
I like Parks and Rec. I don't remember a lot of it because I
love
watched
Parks
it quite a bit ago. But
I love That 70s Show. I'm glad That 70s Show didn't have like 9 or 10 seasons.
How many seasons did it
7.
Have? Okay.
I feel like that was an appropriate amount for that show.
Orange is the New Black had so many seasons. Like, I feel like it had too many. Like, it was a really
but
good show.
Were there a normal amount of episodes in each season, or was it like Netflix where there's like 10 episodes?
Let me check.
10 episodes.
Let me check.
Because usually on TV shows will have anywhere from 18 to 24 episodes, I feel like. Or 13 to 24 episodes.
It looks like they all had 13 episodes.
Okay.
So, like, it was a good show. However, there was just like one episode or like one season where it's like, so repetitive, like it's just rioting. The entire season is rioting, and it's like, come on.
Yeah, see, and we're getting to that point in The Walking Dead. Well, we've already reached this point, but it's like more so now where they're just beating the dead horse because
beating the dead horse.
Bad pun. But like it with The Walking Dead, it's like, yeah, there's the ongoing zombie problem, but it went from like. It's like, oh, our home got overrun, now we have to find a new one. Oh, run into a new bad guy at our new home. Then they just do that. They've done that a couple of times. Oh, Chandler and I are rewatching it right now, but... And I actually really enjoy The Walking Dead. I think it's a pretty... It's in the beginning, it was really well-written and enjoyable. But there was a time in, like, my sophomore year, I remember sitting down in my English class and my friend Matthew... was like, did anyone watch The Walking Dead last night? This is Monday morning, 7:25 in the morning. Matthew Plyler comes into class. Did anyone watch The Walking Dead last night? And I'm like, Matthew, shut the fuck up. It is 7:30 in the morning. I don't want to talk to you right now.
Come back to me in like 2 hours.
Yeah, come back to me when it's fourth period and we're in band and maybe I'll talk to you. But at that point, I did not watch The Walking Dead.
Oh.
And they were on like season 3, I think, I want to say.
See, I watched Breaking Bad for a while.
I hated that show. I think I got to mid-season 2 and I was like, done.
Why didn't you like it?
I was not interested in the plot at all.
Yeah, see, I don't know why I watched it. I honestly don't. I started watching it, like, at 15 or 16. Like, what 15 or 16-year-old girl wants to watch a movie or a show about an old chemistry teacher that has cancer that's making meth in the middle of the desert?
Yeah.
Like, I don't know.
I think I watched it because that guy, Cranston, John, George, John, Dan?
John Jacob Jingleheimer Schmidt?
Yeah. Mr. Cranston was in Malcolm in the Middle, and he was their dad, and that's why I started watching it.
I love Malcolm in the Middle. But, like, I watched it. I think I watched it because my dad used to watch it.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, I love the show. And it was only 5 seasons, so I feel like that's not too bad.
No, that to me is short and sweet. But the plot the premise was not interesting enough for me to keep watching it.
How can they go on for 5 seasons with that, though? Like, I feel like
I feel like, though, with Breaking Bad, you either love it or you hate it. I've never met people who are like, oh, it's okay.
I feel like that's where I am. Like, I didn't love it. I didn't hate it.
Did you watch all of it?
No.
Okay.
I like, stopped watching eventually because I ran into different shows I liked more.
Oh, okay. Same. And I was like, I think my boyfriend at the time was like, oh, you gotta watch it. So, it's so good. And, like, I watched it. I was like, dude, this is not that great. It's really not. I'd rather watch Criminal Minds.
I never watched that show.
I liked Criminal Minds. Criminal Minds is another one that has, like, 15 seasons. They just ended that one, too.
See, I'm not, like, a huge, like, fan of shows like that. Like, NCIS, like, all of those different NCIS
shows. Oh, I don't like
those
ones. I think Criminal Minds is the only one that I actually liked like that because the acting was good. I feel like in all the CSI, every single type of CSI, it's mediocre acting.
Wait, is NCIS not a thing, or did I just
go NCIS? No, that's a thing. I'm sorry. I'm just, like, that is a thing. But it's CSI, I believe, are the other ones.
Yeah.
CSI Miami or whatever.
Yeah.
I hate all of those. Yeah. They're not great.
I've never been into those shows. Like, you know, like,
but sorry.
No, in like high school, there were a lot of girls who were like, oh my gosh, crime shows. And I'm like, I like low brain power shows.
Yeah.
Like that I can just kind of vibe to and like be on my phone or like do something, I'll watch it and then just like chuckle.
Yeah. The Office. But
exactly.
I liked Criminal Minds and I liked Dexter.
I never watched that one, but I think I don't know if Connor liked that show or not.
Dexter,
like Psych. I think he liked Psych.
Oh, Psych was good too. I didn't watch all of Psych. Chandler did, but Dexter, my cousins really liked. And so I watched it with them one day and I was like, wait a minute, I actually kind of like this. But Dexter is different because he's a serial killer who kills serial killers.
Interesting.
So, or just like bad people in general.
Mm-hmm.
But he is like, Dexter is like fascinated with blood, or he's like obsessed with it. There's something about blood that he just loves.
Mm-hmm.
Weirdo. But he works also in the Miami PD.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like the blood specialist. Like he can, like they see blood spatter on the wall and he can be like, okay, so the victim was positioned this way for the blood to spatter that way.
Mm-hmm.
And you know they analyze it that way. So that's what his job was. But I really liked that one and I liked Criminal Minds, but there were a lot of crime shows that I did not care for.
Yeah, no, I wasn't into that. I don't know.
Like, those were like the only two at the time.
Did you ever watch Tiger King?
I did.
I don't know why, but I, like, refuse to watch it.
Yeah, that for you, that's your Grey's Anatomy for me.
It just looks stupid.
It is stupid. And you know, the stupidest thing about it is they're like, and everybody was talking about it. I'm like, dude, this is the first time that I'm hearing about this shit. I had no idea any of this was going on, and you all should be arrested for animal cruelty.
Yeah, I'd never heard about any of that stuff before the show.
Carol Baskin definitely killed her husband, though. Like, I'm just saying. I'm just saying, she definitely killed her husband.
Carol Baskin.
Yep.
Killed
I see.
Her husband whacked him.
I know. That's like the only thing, like, on TikTok that I've seen. Now we've come full circle. We started talking about TikTok, and now we can end talking about TikTok.
TikTok, best app of the century.
I downloaded TikTok at the beginning of quarantine. I remember because I asked you, I was like, should I download TikTok? And you're like, do it! I'm like, okay.
I'm trying to think so of I some did. Of my, like, favorite audios. Like, what side of TikTok are you on?
Like, I
are
feel
you on
like,
straight TikTok or alt TikTok? Or, like, a
I
weird
feel
in-between?
Like I'm on an in-between.
I'm definitely on alt TikTok. Like, I see stuff from, like, straight TikTok. I'm like, what's that?
Oh, no. Okay. I'm more on alt TikTok than straight TikTok, but I do get some straight TikTok. But I get on alt because I will look for... I go in phases. It's like Pinterest. If you ever look at my Pinterest, I have phases of what I actually am looking for. Uh-huh. And that's what I do with TikTok because I'm like, I want to create content that's a certain way, whether it be mentioning it on my podcast or doing it on Instagram. I'm trying to look for other people who have created similar content to what I want to create so I can kind of get an idea of what people look for with that particular content. Long explanation.
No.
But that's what I do with TikTok. So I have so many different... I follow so many people. And then, like, with the Black Lives Matter movement, every time I saw a new black creator, I would follow them. Mm-hmm. And then I would go back and watch some of their content. I'm like, actually, y'all are pretty fucking hilarious. This is great. Because I was on queer TikTok. I was on gay TikTok for a long time.
I'm on, like, alt TikTok and Black Lives Matter TikTok right now. So, like, I get, like, a good combination of just, like, I don't want to, like, make this sound bad. Because I just, like, you know the audio? It's, like, that song. I believe it's in Chinese. And, like, I'm not even going to try and say it because that's just rude. But, like, it's, like...
I have no idea what you're talking about.
God.
I'm on a different TikTok.
Oh, my gosh. But, like, it's that and then, like... There's this guy who imitates, like, Tyler, the Creator, and, like, a lot of dog and cat videos.
I like the guy that goes, welcome to the House of Vibes.
Welcome to the House of Vibes if you've been summoned
for your
vibe
check.
Please state your name for the record. Donald J. Trump.
I like when he's like, please state your name. Carol Baskin. You definitely killed your husband. Not a vibe. I just love when he goes, not a vibe, in all the different outfits.
I know,
it's so
like,
good.
The one, like, with, oh my gosh, he's been doing that for so long, like, when VSCO Girls first came out.
Oh, yeah.
And he was like, oh my gosh.
I like the Carol, or the Karen one. Mm-hmm. Karen, and the coronavirus. Karen, you are not a vibe, and I think
what does
so
he say
funny.
At the end?
Of the Karen one?
No, at the end of each video, like, you've brought some
hateration and holleration onto
the dance floor or something like that.
No, not the dance floor.
No, I swear.
Really?
Yeah.
You have to play one now.
I know. I have to find it.
Is it on? I don't know. Hateration and holleration. Halteration.
Okay.
Upon
not
us.
Not a vibe TikTok.
Not a vibe.
We've been summoned to the House of Vibes for your vibe check. State your name.
Caitlin Bennett.
The gun girl?
Yes. But I'm also a journalist.
She actually just does YouTube.
Not a vibe. Not a vibe. I am a vibe. A gun vibe.
I've had such a disgusting vibe in my entire life.
And are you not the same girl who poo-pooed herself at a party? She poo-pooed herself at a party. Not a vibe.
Not a vibe.
Okay, yes, I did poo-poo myself at a party, but that is my First Amendment right. It has nothing to do with the First Amendment. You better be careful. I carry.
Not a vibe. Also, her hair looks like a nesting ground for raccoons.
Like our forefathers, I choose not to bathe.
Not a vibe.
It's coming.
Not a vibe.
This is not fair. You liberals are attacking me. This is a riot.
Caitlin Bennett, you have brought hateration and holleration into this dancery.
Into this dancery.
I forgot they made a Caitlin Bennett one.
Yeah, they have a lot. He has a lot of them. I like that guy. He's pretty funny.
He is. His content is great. There's this other creator that I love. What's his name? It's, gosh, I need to find it because people make like videos where they, you know how you can do like the little box in the corner and you can like, It's not a duet because it's not on the opposite side of the screen.
Oh, it's a react.
Yeah. So people do reacts to him, and it's so funny. There's this guy.
To this guy?
No, to, what's his name?
I don't know.
What's his name?
I don't know.
I need to find it.
I need to find water. It.
There we go.
Water break.
Snarky Marky! He's, like, the guy who imitates, like, teachers and stuff like that. And, like, teachers' pets. It's so funny. He's like, miss? Miss? He does, like, these voice cracks and it's so funny.
Oh, my gosh. I like the guy that goes, what's up, guys? Today we're gonna do some yoga. And I'm like, I love that guy. And then because he goes, what's up, guys? Today we're gonna go surfing. And I'm like, I love you.
Have you seen? Okay, so there's like a person who imitates this first person. And it's like this white mom who's like, today we're gonna be making blah, blah, blah. It's gluten-free. And then like walks away. And then there's this guy and he's like, he imitates her and he's like, now we're gonna separate the eggs like your parents did when you were 5 years old. Separate. He like says that, he like imitates her, he puts his wig on, and he's like, today we're gonna be making brownies. They're chocolatey. First of all, we're gonna do this, even though you don't need any more inches on your waist, and he like blatantly insults you while you watch the video. It's so funny. So like the original videos, he's just this really nice white mom who wants to teach you how to make spaghetti sauce, and then he's like insulting you. He's like, oh, you're fat. Oh, we're gonna do this, and it's gonna be shiny, like the grease on your forehead, or
oh my
like that.
Gosh. I see, I was on gay TikTok for a long time, and I was like, what? And you gotta think,
here?
You gotta think, too, I only downloaded TikTok in the beginning of, or the middle of March. I haven't had it that long. And so, the phases that my TikTok feed has gone through, I bet my TikTok algorithm is so fucked up.
My TikTok algorithm is whack, because, like, I follow so many different people. Like, I follow, like, black creators, and then I follow just, like, random people. Like, there's this one creator
I follow that lady that posts her little son that goes, thank you, mama.
I love that.
I'm like, ah, you're so cute.
Do you know this person?
No.
It's like, I think their handle used to be Ubu Thotty, but now it's like Ubu Thutty, and I don't know what their pronouns are, so I'm going to say them. I'm sorry.
Love you. We don't want to be insulting.
But, like, their videos are so funny. Like, they do this one where they're telling jokes. So they're like, hello, darling. Mwah. Mwah. What do you get when you fall in? And then he, like, puts his hand by their hand by their mouth. And, like, and then he's like, ah!
Oh, and like the chocolate lady from SpongeBob. Literally. Chocolate? Are they selling chocolate?
I hope one of these people hear this. I hope you hear this podcast one day, Ubu Thuddy.
Yes, please. Yeah, I follow a lot of random... There's this person. I don't know if they identify as he. But they have very nice skin. And then they always go in their mirror and they go... I think they say, hello, biatches. And then they like... And then they do their video. And then... But every single time, I'll just scroll through their feed just to hear the, biatches. Okay. And he always starts with biatches. And sometimes I'll watch the whole video, but sometimes I just want to hear them say biatches over and over again. And the easiest way to do that is go through their feed like that.
Yes. There's this... One of my other favorite creators, his name's Peyton King. And he's just, like, the weirdest-looking dude ever.
Oh, my gosh. He looks like my ex-boyfriend in 11th grade.
He's so funny. He's, like, there's, you know, I tried to explain this to you last time here, but there was, like, this trend where people would play the song Playdate by Melanie Martinez, and they'd, like, slow it down, and people would, like, dance in slow motion to it. And originally, someone took, like, clips of Timothy Chalamet Ding Dong.
Chalamet Ding Dong,
and they put him in there, and so people started doing this trend where they're like, yes, I'm just a Playdate to you, and then they'd, like, slow motion dance, and then he did a video, and he's like, here's what some of y'all look like, and then he's like, you look like a bag of rocks! You never be Timothy Chalamet! Out of May. It's my favorite video ever.
Oh my goodness. I want to try and find that guy because, like, that person. I'm so sorry. The person.
One of my other favorite
creators
is
Ivan.
Because
they are so... It's so good. Hello, biatches. And
you know,
it's just so good.
You know Goob from Meet the Robinsons?
No.
I think that's the name. Okay, well, there's this little character named Goob. And... He's really small.
Are you okay?
And he has really bad eye bags.
Oh,
like,
no.
So dark. And so there's this TikToker I watch. His name's Ivan, and he looks like a cross of Goob and Bruno Mars. It's, hold on, I'm gonna show you a picture. You know what Bruno Mars looks like.
Yeah, and there's another guy that I watch on here, and, oh, Dave. Dave's the guy. Guys, what's up? It's Dave. Today we're gonna do some yoga. Like, that guy. Today we're gonna do this, and, it's so good. But they're...
This is Goob. This is Goob. Remember that face?
Oh, I thought he was in Frank and Weenie or something. No, okay, I know then, who you're talking about, yes. Okay,
and then...
He looks like he could be the kid in Frank and Weenie.
Or he looks like a cross of Bruno Mars and Goob. The eye bags, like everything about him. I look at him and I'm
like, if they were like actually dark like that, though, he would. That's what he should be for Halloween every year. I feel like if like you look like a character or a celebrity, Stephen Higby, I'm calling you out. He looks like freaking the Lorax. Ted. He looks like Ted. He literally looks like a live version of Ted. And it's the best thing. Oh, no, I can't find the person that goes, what's up, biatches?
Ivan, if you ever hear this podcast, just know how much I love you and I adore you. And Peyton King. I hope you know how hard I laugh every time I listen to you.
Oh, and then this another guy. Unhappy little accident. He just is so depressed.
We're on completely opposite sides.
He's so depressed and he's so cute, though. I'm just like... It's just a little too quirky, but like he's just so sad, and I'm like, oh, I just want to give you a hug. I feel so bad. Okay, where's Biatch's person? I love them.
My phone's about to die, so I need to find this girl's username.
No,
because this one.
Hello, Biatch's.
My favorite TikToker of all time. Where's her account? Where's her account? I'm her TikTok name is Fat Raccoon. And the second O is a zero. And every time she talks, she's a black creator. And every time she talks, she says sport. But she says like this, sport! Oh. So she'll be talking, she's like, listen here, sport! And I'm like, I love you.
Is she trying to hype you up?
Yeah. She's like...
I could get behind that.
Well, I don't
like
know if
that.
She's trying to hype you up, but she like talks to bad people, like people who are against the Black Lives Matter movement. And she's like, oh, okay, listen here, sport! And calls them out. And she's just so funny. And she's so gorgeous. She is the prettiest person on the face of the planet. Her skin is so smooth, and she's so beautiful.
You have ever seen a tall, curly-haired white boy and immediately fallen in love with him? Please raise your hand. We all deserve to be hit by a truck.
That was a direct attack.
I have been attacked. Just for context, Daisy and I both raised our hands. Oh, no, I can't find... Hello, biatches.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, hey, at an hour and 16, just talking.
Bro, do people actually watch this long or listen to this long a podcast?
Bro, I do. Okay. I don't care. I listen to it all the time. How do I see what I've liked? Help me.
Okay, you're going to click the little heart in the middle. There you go.
Oh, that's too many. Okay, hold on. I meant ones that I saved, and I think it's this one. It is. Okay. Maybe I can find Biatch's person. Oh, hello. Thank you, Mama.
Strawberry. That is 10.5 million likes.
Thank you, Mama. Thank you.
Oh, it's so cute.
How many views does it have? 20. Wait, go back.
47.2 million. Holy crap. Hello, Biatches. I want that person. Where are you? I love you. Hello, Biatches. Watch it be the one that got deleted.
Bro, I hate when I like videos and I go back to watch them and they get deleted.
I know. Like, it's so sad.
There's a song that was out when I was like a kid, and you probably know it is. So, you know, you're like up with you hip. But it was like the song that was like, we like the cars that go boom. Tigra and Bunny, and we like the boom. I remember I used to bop so hard to that song. What? Do you not like that song?
No, it's just watch it be the ones that got deleted.
Because he said biatches.
Because he said biatches. And I'm like, wait, but he.
That's not even a bad word.
They didn't even say bitch. They said biatch.
But. I love that audio, and there's this one video that I, like, I don't know why, but I watched it, and I was just, like, hypnotized by it every time I watched it. It was just so perfect. And then they took the audio down, so every time I'd go to watch it, it'd just be, like, silence, and it made me mad.
No. That I hate that. I hate when people that I really like get shadow banned, too.
Dude.
And I'm just like, no.
I don't understand what shadow banned is.
I think it's, like, where the algorithm kind of blocks you, but people can still find your account. Like, you're not banned or anything, but,
They said no more spotlight for you.
Yeah. Or you don't get on as many people's For You page.
You pop up on my For You page.
I do?
Yes.
On the For You page?
Yeah, on mine.
Really? Not your not your following?
No, like, on my For You page.
What?
Jackie is TikTok famous.
I'm funny. Dude, then I should have more followers. I have, like, 15 followers. But I think
you
I'm funny.
You know how I had to find out that this woman had a boyfriend? On TikTok!
That was a funny TikTok, though.
It was, but I was so confused because you're like, I have a boyfriend. I was like, excuse me?
But I have a boyfriend? Oh, my goodness. Biatch's person, I'm trying to find you. I love you. I just don't know where you are. I've liked way too many TikToks.
You built like a bag of rocks.
Oh, my gosh. Well, friends, I think we will end this podcast because it is quite long. But if you had some cleaning to do, like, I hope you enjoyed this. And then sitting there listening to us talk about shows. I hope that was nice.
I feel like that was really good. You know, like, let's review a show.
But we reviewed, like, 12 of them.
It's fine.
Yeah, I'm okay with it. Because there's nothing else to do.
Come back to our next episode where hopefully Jackie will find this person.
I know. I want to find the biatch's person. Oh, my goodness.
Okay.
Okay, well, guys. Stay healthy. Stay wearing your masks. Don't get a misdemeanor. And wash your hands. Hand sanitize.
And drink water.
Drink water. Yeah. Stay groovy, everybody.
Groovy.
Groovy. Goodbye.